timeout is being called. Loss on the play back to the 11. And Brenda Pizza timeout is called with 2:01 to go by HLV. So here's the setup. It's third down and 17 to go for the Falcons from their own 11. Need to get to the their own 28. It's third and 17, 2:01 to go. Wayne leading 18-12 here in Victor, round two of the playoffs between the Wayne Falcons and the HLV Warriors. Two receivers out to the left. Looks like Clayton in the slot. And lane to pass, throwing it to the left side, trying it for Clayton, and it's incomplete. That'll bring up fourth and long. .156 to go. This has a feel similar to 10 days ago where Wayne had a lead and had a little bit of a let-up right before half. HLV got a score. Good snap for Lane's punt. And it bounces and is fielded at the Falcon 38. And not much forward progress there for number 20, Nate Van Buren. I'm sorry, Rhett Nowotny, the carrier. But they will start from the Falcon 35. And HLV with 146. Shotgun snap. Friedel throws it over the middle, popped up into the air, and onto the ground, incomplete. It went through the hands of the intended receiver, and diving for it was number 28, Lewis Kriegel. Great play on his part, but he couldn't get there in time, and it falls incomplete. Second and 10, HLV, minute 39 to go. The ball is sitting at the Falcon 35. Wayne leading by six, 18-12. Tight formation now, and the handoff, the reverse end, snuffed out. Great defensive play by C.D. Kunze. Strudoff hit as soon as he got the ball on the reverse. And that is an Allerton Lumber Company laying down the lumber, big hit by C.D. Kunze. The ball now is at the Falcon 38. Third and long with a minute to go, and Kriegel will run to the left, and a block gets away with, pushed out of bounds inside the 20 at the 18. The Falcon defensive end was looked like maybe even held. His jersey was sticking out, but ...20-yard pickup. Minute one to, wow, that's a slow-moving clock. A minute one to go. Kriegel has Strudoff with him in the backfield, and it's an option to the right. Pitches it to Strudoff, and he's gets out of bounds. Could have had more yards, but runs out on his own at the 12. Trying to conserve clock when you're inside the red zone, I'm not sure, but six-yard pickup by Strudoff, and with 56 seconds to go, HLV has gotten it to the Falcon 12. And alone in the backfield is Kriegel. He's going to run to the left. And the defensive end, again, grabbing jerseys. And Kriegel, I don't know why they're not turning it up the field, but runs out of bounds at the 6. And it'll be 3rd down for HLV, 52 seconds to go. It's at the Falcon 11. Kriegel to the left side and into the end zone. Tackled by Baker in the end zone, but ...11-yard touchdown run by Dalton Kriegel with 51 seconds to go has tied the score at 18. That drive took about an eighth of a second. Handoff running to the left side, and Strudoff is in for a two-point PAT. And Wayne now trails HLV 20-18 with 51.4 seconds to go, and they will kick to the Falcons momentarily. Gordon C. Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Gordon C. Bank, security for your online banking. CNC Custom Cycle on Highway 34 Bypass in Sheraton has been in business for over 40 years with a showroom of over 40,000 square feet. Stop in and check out all the recreational vehicles in stock. See what you want to take home. That's CNC Custom Cycle. Chambers of Wealth Law Firm kickoff return coming up for the Falcons. Carpenter at the 10. Kiefer now moving up to about the 8. Carson in the middle. Not sure who's out there with him. And the kick is a little dribbler, and the Falcons need to fall on it. Not sure. HLV says they have it. So do the officials. With 48 seconds, nobody fielded the kickoff. Another mental mistake by the Falcons. Haven't had a turnover yet, but that's the same as one. HLV will take control at the Falcon 29. .8 seconds to go. HLV, empty backfield, Kriegel in the gun, man in motion, Strudoff coming this way. Kriegel trying to run, now we'll cut it up the middle and head back to the right side, chased and dragged out of bounds. .9 now to go. And that is a first down at the Falcon 18. Falcons need a big play on defense. Just the 3 linemen in front of Kriegel. Takes the handoff. Will run it to the left side. Oh, 69 got away with the hold. Falcons bring down Kriegel. Ethan Horton tackles him at the 15, and HLV will want a Red Dough Pizza timeout. 33.8 seconds to go. And the ball is at the Falcon 15. Steve Bunch and Sales Associates in Motor Inn of Knoxville look forward to helping you find your next vehicle. Let them put you in your vehicle of your dreams. Motor Inn, Knoxville, Highway 14 North in Knoxville. Randolph Funeral Home, reminds you that for many, grief doesn't end with a funeral. Randall Funeral Home offers grief support for all ages. Let them help you and your family in your time of need. Setting it back up, HLV leading Wayne 20-18 with 33 seconds to go. HLV has the ball. Falcons unable to field a kick off. And the pass over the middle is complete to number 22, tackled inbound. 25 seconds and counting. And spiking the ball is Kriegel from the 15. 15.3 to go on 4th and 7. 4th and 7 from the Falcon 15 with 15 seconds to go. And low snap, fielded by Kriegel, looking, throwing it deep into the end zone, over the head of Strudoff, incomplete, turnover on downs, Falcon ball, 9 seconds. Hey, now that slow clock came in handy. We got to play. Second time turnover on downs for HLV with 9.3 seconds to go in the half. Wayne will take it over from their own 15, 65 yards from a score. And Coach Elliott will burn his final timeout of the half. And that Red Dough Pizza timeout being brought to you by Red Dough Pizza. Check out Windstream. KIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep. Call her directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle, 888-641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. Get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most, but not all areas. So call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. Falcons have time for a play, more if there's a defensive penalty. Dayton Pieper will be behind Dylan Lane. He's under center. Trip receivers tight to the left. Pitches back to Clayton. They're going to try a sweep to the left side, and he's shoved out of bounds, and the clock keeps rolling after he's out of bounds. Gets all the way down to 3.8 seconds, and that will mean the Falcons will only have time for one more play. Pick up a 5 for Kiefer. .8 seconds now to go until half. HLV leading Wayne 20-18. Trips to the right. Pitch to Kiefer. Coming to the right. Nothing there. He splits through. Gets away. Stiff arm. But he'll be tackled at the Falcon 32-yard line. And gets a Neeson Pharmacy first down. But the 12-yard pickup, not enough for a touchdown, and that'll end the half. And your halftime score is HLV 20, Wayne 18. Falcons letting an opportunity or two slip by there at the tail end of the half. Once again, losing a little bit of focus. HLV getting a touchdown out of it. And we will be right back with your IV halftime in just a moment here on KIICradio.com, the Quattro.
Wayne Falcon football is being brought to you by Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer Medical help you or your loved ones with your home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you are looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. The Indianola Auto Group. Your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces to provide you with the best-in-class sales and service in Warren County. They have over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealerships. Their sales and service staff are there to serve you in a small-town friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs. Noble, Southtown, and Waters. Judd's Ranch House. Hot, fresh food, country atmosphere, and plenty of room for everyone. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's has a menu to please everyone. Everyone is headed to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday. Mac Hardware. Stay ahead of the changing weather in Iowa and keep more money in your pocket by renting the equipment you need at Mac Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Mac Hardware rents chainsaws, log splitters, pole saws, and more. Call 641-774-0410 for more information. That's Mac Hardware in Sheraton. Smith Auto Body. When you have an accident, whether it's an animal or a tree that's messed up your vehicle, you can count on Smith Auto Body in Sheraton to get your vehicle back to the way it was, all shiny and new. Call Smith Auto Body at 641-774-5008 for all your auto body work. Great Western Bank of Corydon. Great Western Bank in Corydon. A home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping make life great. Red Haw Realty. List your real estate with Red Haw Realty. Red Haw is your real estate A-team, and they have an A-list of buyers to get your property sold. List it. Sell it. Call Red Haw Realty in Sheraton at 641-774-4242. Corydon Hy-Vee. The Corydon Hy-Vee is a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. Farm Bureau agent John Fry in Corydon. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop by, let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm. Attorney Roberta Chambers is a proud sponsor of Wayne Falcon football. The Lucas County Health Center. Lucas County Health Center is there for you when you need them with a full line of services from obstetrics to oncology. From physical therapy to diabetes education, we are here caring for you. We provide each patient with the highest quality, family-centered health care. Neeson Pharmacy. Personal, friendly, and reliable, Neeson Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy. Neeson Pharmacy on the southwest corner of the Corydon Square. Check out their selection of Iowa and Iowa State apparel. Midwest Heritage Bank. Midwest Heritage offers a full suite of financial solutions, including deposit and loan products, as well as financial planning and insurance services. Red Dough Pizza, Corydon. Red Dough Pizza, the place to meet before the game and the place to celebrate after the game. We'll see you at Red Dough for pizza. Bingham Construction. Bingham Construction, trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. They will get the job done. Danco Sporting Goods in Centerville offers the best selection of sporting goods in the area. Danco family owned since 1979, offering you the selection of quality sporting goods so you can play proud. Danco. Better equipment. Every inch counts in the red zone, just like every inch counts for farmers out in the field. At Case IH, we're helping farmers get the most out of every acre with products that are powerful, productive, and reliable, so they're ready for the challenges ahead. The world of farming is changing. Be ready with Case IH from Better Equipment in Highway 2, 2 miles east of Corydon. Shivers Manufacturing. Take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. The Allerton Lumber Company. Construction, service, and supply. From small hand tools to lumber, we have what you need for your next project. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton, Iowa. The Corydon State Bank. Corydon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Corydon State Bank, security for your online banking. CNC Custom Cycle. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton has been in business for over 40 years with a showroom of over 40,000 square feet. Stop in and check out all the recreational vehicles in stock and see what you want to take home. That's CNC Custom Cycle. Motor Inn. Steve Bunch and the sales associates at Motor Inn of Knoxville look forward to helping you find your next vehicle. Let them put you in a vehicle of your dreams. Motor Inn of Knoxville on Highway 14 North in Knoxville, Iowa. Randolph Funeral Home. For many, grief doesn't end with a funeral. Randolph Funeral Home offers grief support for all ages. Let them help you and your family in your time of need. Community First Credit Union. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out the website, C1SPYOURVOYCE. CFirstYourVoice.com. Or like them on Facebook, federally insured by NCUA. Windstream. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134 and get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. Midwest Assisted Living. As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We have created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable, home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all the benefits assisted living can offer. In Oskaloosa, contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care.
And we're back live from Victor, Iowa, 5.5 minutes left in this high V halftime. And I want to remind you that if you are having any trouble listening to our stream on the Quattro this evening, Eddieville was kind enough to lose last week and allow us some space on stream three. And so if you or anyone you know is having any difficulty picking up our stream four broadcast here from Victor, we are also simulcasting the broadcast on KIICradio.com live stream three, which is normally the Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont stream. So you or someone you know can pick up our broadcast that way, also making sure that you get all the action here from Victor as the Falcons take on the Warriors and trail 20-18 at halftime. And we're back here at our Hy-V halftime and looking for our Shivers Manufacturing player of the first half for the Falcons. And once again, two contenders tend to rise to the top each night. C.D. Kunze with a great defensive effort so far here in the first half, numerous tackles, but offensively, Clayton Kiefer has 11 carries, 54 yards, and a touchdown. It was a 24-yard scamper. Also had a 59-yarder called back on a holding penalty. Clayton also has a 21-yard kickoff return and a 23-yard reception. But your Shivers Manufacturing player the first half for the Falcons will be quarterback Dylan Lane, who has been, once again, nominated for the Safeway Student Athlete of the Week. That is through KCCI Television, and you can vote on their website, kcci.com, and go to the Safeway Student Athlete Player of the Week. Vote for Dylan Lane. I think there are three choices there. The other two, I'm sure, are fine students, fine athletes, and fine people. One is a volleyball player. The other is, I believe, another football player. But we all know that what kind of person Dylan is, and so vote for him. And let's see if he can get Student Athlete of the Week. That will be announced, I believe, Wednesday. You can vote through Wednesday, and it'll be announced Friday. But you can vote through Wednesday at KCCI.com. Dylan Lane, our Shivers Manufacturing player of the first half for the Falcons, he was 3 of 8 in the air for 46 yards, including a 12-yard touchdown strike to Ridge Downard, and also had a 34-yard touchdown run of his own, 4 carries, 46 yards, and the touchdown on the ground for Dylan Lane, doing a good job with the punting and kickoff duties as well. Falcons escaped what could have been a disastrous end to the first half, still giving up a late touchdown to HLV like they did 10 nights ago on Sailing Field in Corydon. And the two-point conversion, the only two-point conversion of the six touchdowns scored tonight, has given HLV a 20-18 halftime lead. Your, once again, Shivers Manufacturing player of the first half for the Falcons, Dylan Lane, the quarterback. Oh, forgot to mention, also had an interception in the first half. So Dylan getting it done, and the Falcons trailing each of the 20-18 with a couple of minutes left. And have a halftime score from Adair. Adair Casey 33, Twin Cedars 18. That's a halftime score. So if that holds up, Adair Casey will host next week's quarterfinal game, will host the winner of tonight's game between your Lane Falcons and HLV. And if you remember, Falcon fans, it was last season at Adair that Wayne's season came to an end in the first round of the playoffs with a 70-35 defeat at the hands of, I believe they're called the Rockets. We'll deal with that we'll deal with that game, I believe, is Friday night. So once again, a quick turnaround in the playoffs so that they can get more games in and save them a week of time, trying to get an update here from our Thunderbolt app of any other games of interest. Gilbertville, Don Bosco, 26, Northwood, Kensett, 8 in the second quarter. These are 8-player scores. Springville, 35, Easton Valley, 14. Springville beat this HLV team in, I believe it was week 0. Pretty handy, anyway. And those are the only 8-player games that I have scores for from Southern Iowa or thereabouts. That BGM Brooklyn team leading Linville, Sully, 21-7 at half. They're a very good team. Deacon, hey, good job, Deacon. We carry them on one of our upper streams. 27-6 over Lisbon in the second quarter. Class 2A, Alvia, 20, Mid-Prairie Wellman, 10 at half. Bondurant Farrar leading Minneapolis at half, 7-0 as well. Class 3A, Decorah over Maquoketa, 14-10 in the second quarter. Solon, 35, West Delaware, Manchester, 0 in the second quarter. Washington, 28, Oskaloosa, 0 in the second quarter. And Pella and Williamsburg, scoreless at half. The Pella team is strong this year. So are the Falcons. We're looking for a second half where we outscore HLE by 3 or more points. And that would move the Falcons into the quarterfinals. I'd like to take this opportunity as well, regardless of the outcome of this game, would like to thank several people. First of all, I'd like to thank my wife, who puts up with me during football season, and Friday nights are pretty chaotic. Thursdays are pretty chaotic as well, but I could not do this without her and her support. And I love you, honey. I know you're in the stands here tonight, and you won't get to hear this, but I appreciate you being there for me. I'd like to thank Gail back in the studio, always making us sound good and or as good as I can. Do appreciate the technical fixes like tonight. We're told that there were some people having trouble hearing the stream on Stream 4, and so they quickly got us up and simulcasting on Live Stream 3 as well, so that we can be heard by all of the Falcon fans. Lane breaking their huddle in the end zone to the right, heading toward the sidelines. HLV coming to the sidelines as well, and we're going to be ready for a second half of football here in just a little bit. Have some great sponsors again, and once again, many of them are our charter sponsors, have been with us now. This is our fourth year of Falcon football on KICradio.com, Stream 4, and just looking down through here, Great Western Bank has been with us from the beginning, the Cord and Hy-Vee, Cord and Farm Bureau with John Fry, Roberta Chambers and the Chambers and Ruff Law Firm, Leeds and Pharmacy, Randolph Funeral Home. So we've got some fantastic sponsors that help bring these broadcasts to you. And we are set for the Chambers and Ruff Law Firm second half kickoff, and again, Lane took the ball in the first half, so Dylan Lane boots it and fielded at the five, and coming this way, getting through the initial line is Strudoff. He's going to be out to midfield and pushed out of bounds into the HLV bench by Carson Kiefer, not before crossing the midfield stripe, and HLV will start at Wayne's 39. Yard return from the Falcon 39. HLV with the lead, has the ball. Kriegel draw play, tried it up the middle, now bounces it out to the left, gets past inside the Falcon 30, brought down by Ridge Downard, and that'll be enough for a first down at the Falcon 27. And Kriegel having trouble getting back slowly up off the ground and to the Warrior huddle. Now 11:30 and counting to go in the third quarter. HLV up two with the ball. Low snap, hands it off, coming to the right side, bouncing it out. Number 20 is Van Buren, and pushed out of bounds inside the Falcon 10 finally. And Hawkins giving up a big run play there to the right side, and the ball sits at Wayne's 7-yard line, 20-yard pickup. First and goal, HLV at the Falcon 7. Spreading out the field again, Kriegel will hand it off, and up the middle, bouncing it out to the right side, Strudoff into the end zone for a touchdown. And 11:16 to go in the third quarter. HLV puts it into the Falcon end zone. Now the two-point attempt coming up. Kriegel gets the pitch to Strudoff to the left side. He's stopped short by the Falcons. PAT fails. Randolph Funeral Home stopped there for the Falcons. And it is HLV 26, Wayne 18, with 11:16 to go in quarter number three here from Victor. Falcons will hopefully field this kickoff. And need to get back some momentum that they appear to have lost. And this is a tough and gritty team. They don't back down from anybody, anything. And this is a time to step it up, guys. Carpenter and Keeper at their own 10. Carson at the 27. It's a short little pooch kick out of bounds at the Falcon 19, and that'll bring a flag. Let's see if the Falcons make them re-kick. I think they will. And Dakota Stultz will head back out with the kicking tee, this time from the 25 instead of the 30. Now, Trent is at the 17, Clayton at the 15. Carson at the 30. A high kick fielded by Carson at the 32 and gets it out across midfield. Good return by Carson in traffic. Gets about 9. And Wayne will put it in play from HLV's 39. So both teams starting the second half from the other team's 39-yard line. Trent split out left, backs in the eye, keepers in the eye, hands off to Clayton, and he will pick up a couple on the right side, but couldn't get cleanly through the line. Not a good spot, but he will give him two. Falcons in the huddle with 10:45 to go in the third quarter. Carson will head to the sideline, and the Falcons will head to the line. Trent comes out to the near side in front of the HLV bench. From the eye, under center, dropping back, throwing it over the middle, wide open. Tyler Jefferson nowhere near him. To the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. No flags down. Touchdown, Falcons. Yard touchdown strike from Lane to Tyler Jamison. And the Falcons put six on the board with 10:25 to go. Trent and Clayton split out wide left, right, and to the left is Ethan and Jameson. Lane under center bobbles the snap. The PAT fails. Randolph funeral home PAT attempt no good for the Falcons. And they trail 26-24 with 10:25 to go. So the Falcons take less than a minute to answer HLV's score and do so with a 37-yard lane to Jameson strike. Once again, vote for Dylan Lane at KCCI.com for the Fairway Student Athlete of the Week, one of three nominees in the state. Victor got an inch and a half of rain last night, and the field looks okay. Obviously, a little bit of mud in the center, but Lane punches one through, and Wayne trying to pick up. The ball is at the 30 or so of HLV, and HLV gets it. No return. Ball will be spotted at the 30. Pin 24 to go. HLV again with just the three linemen at the ball. And handoff is up the middle and gets a few, couple of yards, two or three yards, before C.D. Kunze brings him down. And give him four, I guess. To the 34-yard line, their own. And it'll be second down there and six. Flags come down. I think that might be Falcons offside is the preliminary call. And they gained 5.5 yards on the play. Now just with less than a yard to go, HLV low snap, hands it off up the middle. Strudoff has first down, now busting it out to the outside. Lane is the only man to stop him, pushes him out of bounds, and a flag from the center of the field at the very end of that play, and the official is talking to the Falcon player. Is Carson Keeper, I believe, and they're calling a penalty against Wayne. The run got down to the 11 by Strudoff, Kunze on the penalty. And the penalty will tack another half the distance on, probably down to about the 6. First and goal, HLV from the Falcon 6, 9:27 to go in the third quarter. Low snap, and Strudoff avoids an arm tackle, gets inside the 5. Wayne had an opportunity there. The snap was on the ground. And give him three, and it's second and goal from the 3 for HLV as we go under 9 minutes to go in the third quarter with Wayne trailing 26-24. Hand off up the middle, and into the end zone. Touchdown, HLV. That's Nate Van Buren. .850 to go now in quarter number three. Falcon defense having some trouble stopping HLV, and they're up eight right now. This would be an important stop on the PAT attempt. And option play out to the right side. Shoot off untouched. On the Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. That makes your score. HLV 34, Wayne 24. With 8:50 to go in the third quarter here in Victor, with a trip to the state quarterfinals on the line for the winner. Falcons will come out for the Randolph, for the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kick return. Coonsey and Carson Kiefer at the Falcon 25. Clayton and Trent Carpenter at the Falcon 10. And they kick deep and make it to the end zone for a touchback. I don't understand, if you can get it to the end zone, why would you not do that? They've been messing around with these little short kicks all evening, and if you got the leg to get it to the end zone, you do it. That's a weapon. That's a defensive play if you can kick it to the end zone and get a touchback. You cannot in high school football return a kick out of the end zone. Once it gets there, it is a touchback. Okay, in motion now is Carpenter. And the pitch is to Clayton on the right side. Not much there. And the spot will come at the 17. It'll be second and eight. Gain of two for Clayton. Two carries, 4 yards for Clayton Kiefer in the second half to go with 54 in the first half on 11 carries and one touchdown. Trent splitting out here wide to the left. Trent Carpenter laying under center. Dropping back, looking to pass. Trent is up, and he's complete at the 24. He's got some speed, but he's got a man right on him. And the ball, he's tackled inside the 35 of HLV. Quick pass to Carpenter does the trick. Down to the 34. Is the spot. So 23 and 6 makes 29 yards on the pass play, and that's a Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons. Coonsey in the slot, in motion now. Kiefer gets the pitch, headed to the right side, coming around to help block is pulling Tate Van Dyne. And yards are coming hard for Clayton Kiefer here in the second half. They are keying on him, that is for sure, but he gets down to the 32, give him two. And once again, if you're having trouble picking this up on stream four, try stream three. Handoff from misdirection, coming back the other way is Carpenter. Spins, gets some extra yardage out near first down. He's going to be tackled around the 20. That's where they'll spot the ball. 12-yard pickup for Trent Carpenter. That's another Neeson Pharmacy first down. Once again, if you're having trouble on Stream 4, try KICRadio.com Live Stream 3, the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont stream. We are simulcasting there. Tell your friends. Lane back to pass, throwing it over the middle. Falcon goes down. It's going to be an interference call. Ethan Horton down near the goal line gets knocked to the ground. And pass interference will be the call. I'm going ahead and writing it down. And that is going to give the Falcons another. No, it's from the 20. It'd be half the distance to the goal down to the 10. But it'll be first down just apparently inside the 10. And another Nissan Pharmacy first down for the Falcons. And they are in the Better Equipment red zone, trailing by 10 points with 6:26 to go in the third quarter. Jamison tight end on the right side. Kiefer in the slot. Now goes in motion. Gets the handoff to the right side. Pushing forward. Gets some yardage, but not enough for a first down. Kind of hurried that into the hole and with 6:10. Clayton picks up a couple yards to the 8. And the second and goal for the Falcons from there. Kiefer in the slot again to the left. Now goes in motion back to the center of the field. Fakes the handoff. Lane will run it up the middle. And he's pushing and driving and into the end zone to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. An 8-yard touchdown run for Dylan Lane. And the Falcons are in the end zone. With 5:42 to go in the third quarter, let's get a PAT this time, guys. How about a Randolph Funeral Home PAT conversion this time for the Falcons? 0-for-4 so far. Carpenter wide right, Clayton wide left. Lane in the gun, clean snap. Looking, throwing to the right side, complete 2-point conversion to, I believe, Carpenter. And that'll bring the Falcons back within 2, 34-32, HLV. And once again, matching is not going to do it. The Falcons have to stop the Warriors and then put a score of their own up. And your Chambers and Wealth Law Firm kickoff about to come. Dylan Lane tees it up at the 30. Boots it into the front line of HLV, and they will field it at their own 35. Hit off the jersey, bounce straight up, and no return. And they will put it in play from their own 35 with 5:41 to go in the first and the third quarter. HLV spreading out the offense again, and big Falcon push up the middle and running it out to the outside for about 4 yards. Second and 7, gain of 3. So from their own 38 now, HLV with everybody in tight now. And motion on the Falcons. or against the Warriors, as big Draven Jellison threatening to just bull rush up the middle scared the center, I believe, and back up HLV 5 yards. They are now at their own 33. That's something to have to contend with. Now spreading things out again. No down lineman for the Falcons, and Jellison times it, and under pressure is Kriegel, and he throws it short. It's complete, but loss on the play. Great defense by Kunze and Clayton Kiefer, and a heavy rush by several Falcons. Loss on the play back to the 27. Minus six. Third and long. 4:05 to go in the third quarter. Big play for the Falcon defense. HLV spreading it out. This is where Kriegel takes off running, and he tries, but he's under pressure and goes down by Kunze. Ridge Downard, I think, in on that one as well. That is a Farm Bureau sack for the Falcons, courtesy of John Fry at the Croydon Farm Bureau. And from their own 21, it's fourth down. Carpenter retreats the punt. He's awfully deep, standing at his own 22. High snap, punts it straight to the sideline, and will go out of bounds inside the Falcon 30. They'll spot it at Wayne's 29. So from their own 29, Wayne, a couple of touchdowns already here in the third quarter, and with 3:16 to go, have the ball again, trailing by 2 points, 34-32. Drifts tight right, pitch, fake pitch to Kiefer, and throwing long. Carpenter can't get under it. A little bit overthrown by Dillon, but not by much. That had big play written all over it. Carpenter, nobody in front of him, and nobody really close behind him either. But unable to run down Lane's pass. Incomplete. It'll be second down for the Falcons at their own 29 with 3:11 to go in the third quarter, trailing 34-32. Carpenter out wide left. Pitches it back to Kiefer on the right side. He's got out near first down yardage on the far sideline. And he'll get out to the 38. 9-yard pickup there makes it third and one for the Falcons. Look for a possible Dillon Lane quick draw play up the middle again. Carpenter to the left, backs in the eye. Lane under center. Tries to draw them, doesn't get it, hands it off to Clayton. He's got first down and more. He's inside the 35. Tackled at about the 33-yard line. 5 yards for Clayton. And that's a Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons. 2:21 to go in the third quarter. Clayton will hobble over to the Falcon sideline. Trent in the backfield, Trent Carpenter, and Carson, the fullback. C.D. Kunze steps up to the line, and ball's on the turf. Lane picks it up. Whistle. And they will spot that at the I assume they'll eventually spot it. The official is wiping it off just inside the 35, call it the 34, loss of a yard on the play. 1:30 to go in the third quarter. Wayne trailing 34-32. Have the ball in Warrior territory. Lane with a clean snap there, throwing it long, and coming back, Carpenter, no, it's intercepted. Intercepted by number 20, and a no flag on the play, plenty of contact between number 20, Rhett Nowotny, and Trent Carpenter. Plenty of contact, but no call favoring the Falcons. That's an interception. It was up in the air. Carpenter came back for it, had a shot at it, and Watney tipped it, and then Trent tipped it, and Watney grabbed it back. 18-yard line, HLV ball. And a flag down ends the play, both sides pointing at the other. And officials ultimately call it offsides against the Falcons. So it'll be first and five from the 23. One 1:15 to go in the third quarter. HLV 32, Wayne, or HLV 34, Wayne 32. Handoff, Strudoff for left side and looking for a cutback seam and gets out his yardage for the first down. Across the 30, Tyler Jameson with the tackle, and it'll be spotted at the 33. Tight formation for HLV. Taking the handoff, bootleg, running out to the right is Kriegel. Carpenter turns him back toward the middle. Jameson helps. And Kriegel will be brought down around the 35. Clayton in on that tackle as well. And they'll give him forward progress out just across their own 35. All at the Warrior 36. Under a half minute to go in the third quarter with the clock running. HLV might get this play off. 17, and they're not quite to the line yet. 15, and I think they'll get the snap. Hand off up the middle and hit right away. It's screwed off by Ridge Downard. That's an Allert and Lumber Company laying down the lumber big hit. C.D. Kunze right there as well, and that'll end your third quarter. And they will spot that back at the 31. A loss on the play. And your third quarter score, Wayne 32, but HLV 34. Trailing, entering the fourth quarter, and this will be the final quarter of the season for one of these two teams, and hopefully the Falcons will not be that team. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, seefirstyourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook. Federally insured by NCUA. And switching over sides of the field, and for this fourth quarter, HLV will be moving from right to left. And HLV spreads it out each direction. Kriegel running left and pitches bobbled right back up to Strudoff, run out of bounds in front of the HLV bench by Horton. And he'll get back to the original line of scrimmage. And a little bit more. Let's call it the 34. And it's fourth and long for HLV. Carpenter retreats. They are in punt formation. Stultz, clean snap, punts it up toward the HLV sidelines. Again, not wanting Carpenter to have a chance. And it will be spotted at the Falcon 23. So Wayne, 57 yards from taking the lead right now, but they've got the ball. That's the easiest way to score. From their own 23, Carpenter wide to the right, backs in the eye, lane under center, hands it off to Clayton, and pushing on the left side. Not much, a little bit of positive yardage. And they will spot that on the 25. HLV player slow getting back to the huddle. And maybe the 26. Give him three. He'll be second and seven. Again, the I formation with Carpenter out to the right. Lane rolling and throwing to the left side. An open receiver is Carson Kiefer, but he's passed, missed him just a little bit. Dylan hurried that, and it's incomplete. It'd be third down from the 26. Eleven oh one to go in the fourth quarter. Wayne trailing by two, but has the ball third and seven. Lane with the snap from the gun, throwing it over the middle, complete to Carpenter. He's got some room. He's wide open at the 30, 20, 10, to the house. Trent Carpenter, nothing yellow on the field. That's a touchdown for the Falcons. 54-yard strike from Lane to Trent Carpenter over the middle, and Trent did the rest, slipped the guy trying to guard him, and he was gone. .10:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Wayne has taken the lead with your Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt coming up for the Falcons. Currently is 40-34 Wayne. Or 38-34 them. And the PAT attempt fails for the Falcons. Unfortunately, we're getting used to saying that, but Wayne, with a 38-34 lead with 10:50 to go in the game, as we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We've created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable, home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist you in the care of you or your loved ones. With around-the-clock staff, you have the insurance that assistance will be there when you need it. In Oskaloosa, contact Maple Ridge for assisted living. Randolph Funeral Home, the Chambers of Law Firm kickoff for the Falcons is fielded on his knees by the Warrior at his own 32-yard line. And HLV from their own 32 with 10:50 trails Wayne 38-34. HIV spreading it out once again. Jellison manning the middle for the Falcons, running it up. Kriegel trying to bounce it outside and pushed out of bounds in front of the HLV bench by Ridge Downard. Clayton Kiefer right there across the 35, though. And it'll be put in play from the 38, so six on that one. We'll bring up second and four. 10-15 and counting to go in the game. Lane up two. Slow snap. Kriegel looking to throw. Throws it complete. And first down out to the Falcon 30. Yards on that. That'll be a first down for HLV. HLV from the gun. Kriegel gets by Clayton Kiefer, but can't get by Ethan Horton, pushing him out of bounds. 9:25 to go, and the ball is either going to be in Kriegel or Strudoff's hands the whole rest of the game for HLV. Gets down to the Falcon 27, so a three-yard pickup there. Second and seven for the Warriors at the Falcon 27. Everybody in tight now, I formation. And handoffs to Strudoff on the right side and brought down by Clayton Kiefer, short of a first down, but a good yardage for Strudoff on second down. And the ball sits at about the 23, and it'll be third down after the four-yard pickup. Great Western Bank, great play coming up for the Falcon defense if they can stop them. Handoffs, Strudoff, right side, first down. Or I don't know, this is going to be close. It depends on the spot. It's going to be inside the 20. That's a first down to the 19. First down HLV at the Falcon 19. 8:40 and counting in the first quarter. In the fourth quarter, HLV up, or Wayne up by four right now, 38-34. Could have really used that two-point conversion last time, or any time. All right, HLV spreading it out. Van Buren behind the Raven Jellison just plowed the center, but was he moving the ball is going to be the issue. And no, it's a penalty against the Falcons. Draven thought he saw something and knocked the center down on his backside. The officials didn't see what Draven did, though. And that 5 yards will, 5.5 yards will put the ball at the 14. First and five. Strudoff on the right side, stacked up by the Falcons, not much going there, pretty good defense. Carpenter Jameson in on the tackle, and that ball's still at the 14, so nothing doing there for Mr. Strudoff, and it'll be second and five now from the 14. Again, tight formation, one back behind Kriegel, and he'll get the pitch. And coming this way, and Jameson again, or Tate Van Dyne, takes down Strudoff, and he's holding his right knee on the HLV sideline. Great play by Tate Van Dyne to shed his blocker and run down that play to the near sideline. That was an Allard & Lumber Company laying down the lumber, big hit by Tate Van Dyne. And a loss on the play to the 15. And it's third. It's third down now for the Falcons. 7:20 to go in the fourth quarter.
Oh, the ball loose was on the first. Falcons going for it. Tate Van Dyne diving, and Wayne has the ball at the Warrior at their own 30. Tremendous defensive play. Great Western Bank. Great play by the Falcons. Forcing it right up the middle and putting pressure on the quarterback before he has a chance to hand it off. Wayne knocked the ball loose. It bounded forward toward the Falcon goal line. And Wayne recovers at just beyond their own 30. Where they will have it with 7:12 to go. Mark that down. That's a play and a half right there for the Falcon defense. Leading 38-34. Handoff. Kiefer up the gut. Falcon line pushing forward and getting it out near the 35. Got just about 5 yards on that. Second down now for Wayne. Clock rolling at 6:40 in the fourth quarter. Falcons up 38-34 over HLV. They have the ball. Pitches it back to Clayton, running to the left. Pushing, pushing. Flag comes down late. Clayton is short of the first down, but not by much. And the flag comes down right around midfield where Kiefer went down. And it'll go against the Falcons. And that is going to be marked off from the run. So and now it'll bring up second down from their own 30-yard line, second and 10. And Lane will be sacked. Slow developing play. And Dylan is sacked at the 25. Under 6 minutes to go. And it's going to be third and long for the Falcons. From their own 25-yard line now. Lane in the gun. Clean snap. Throws it long for Clayton. Tipped. Incomplete. No flags. Intended for Clayton Kiefer at the 35 of HLV, and it falls incomplete. That'll bring up fourth down. Underthrew that just a little bit, or Clayton had a chance. A little deeper on the throw, and that could have been 6 points for the Falcons. But instead, it's fourth down with 5:29 to go, and Wayne in punt formation. Two Warriors back at their own 22. And the punt will bounce, and touched by HLV, and now he falls on it at inside his own 20. Van Dyne, the first Falcon down there. And HLV will start at their own 18. It'll be up to the Falcon defense again. HLV spreads out their offense again. 5:21 to go. Wayne. And the penalty will go against Wayne. Wayne is seeing movement from that HLV line and forcing the issue, but the calls are going against him. Horton covering the receiver on the near sideline. Low snap. Kriegel to the right side. He's got some room. He's going to be pushed out of bounds. Flag down on the play. First down yardage, but we'll see on that one. Holding. And the flag is at the 32. So they will back that up. And so from their 22, loss of a yard on the play. .5:15 and counting with Wayne holding on to a 38-34 lead. Horton guarding the near receiver. Trent appears to have the far side covered. Kriegel back to pass, throws it over the middle, low, incomplete. So let's see, the penalty, the play, incomplete, and we'll have second down. About six to go for HLV from their own 22 with 5:08 to go in the game. Falcons dropping back to pass is Kriegel, throwing it to the near sideline, incomplete to number 28, Lewis Kriegel. And so it'll be third down now for HLV from their own 22. A hold here would be huge for the Falcons. 5:05 to go in the game. Wayne 38, HLV 34. Discipline has been the name of the game for the Falcons the past few weeks, and that's what's called for here. Kriegel dropping back to pass. A little bit of pressure. Cooper's got him. Goes down. Sack. No, it's Tate Van Dyne. Tate Van Dyne with the sack. The ball is at the 17, and HLV wants a timeout. Loss of 5 on the sack. It'll be fourth down for the HLV Warriors from their own 17, trailing lane, 38-34. Wow, this is getting good. Hammer Medical reminds you that home delivery and setup of any medical equipment you need is just a call away. They've got a full line of respiratory mobility and accessibility products. Let Hammer Medical help you or your loved ones with home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for them. Give them a call. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. 4:43 to go in the game. Wayne leading 38-34. Ball is at the HLV 17-yard line. It's fourth down and 10 or 11 to go for a first down. Hanson's Iowa Realty reminds you that when you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today, 774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. No punt formation here. HLV going for it on their own 17. Fourth down, 4:43 to go. Kriegel with the clean snap, looking to pass, not going to run. He throws it. It's long. It's tipped and incomplete. Turnover on down. Falcons, better than an interception. Okay, 4.5 minutes to go. That, mark that one down, too. That's a great Western Bank, great play. Knocked down in the defensive secondary. First down Falcons after the HLV 17. With a four-point lead, a touchdown even without a successful Randolph Funeral Home PAT would give the Falcons a two-score lead. Kiefer, the only back behind Lane under center. He gets the pitch to the left side, pushing forward, getting some help from his teammates. Goes down inside the 15. And the spot will come at the 12. So a long five for Clayton on that one. The Falcons are inside the HLV red zone, your better equipment red zone, as we go under 4 minutes now. From the Warrior 12, Falcon ball leading 38-34. Lane, quarterback keeper up the middle. He's going to be close to a first down. Depends on the spot, and... they're going to say that's at the 8, 4-yard pickup for Dillon. Falcons inside the 10 with 3.5, just under 3.5 to go. Third down and short. Dillon Lane under center. Pitches it to Clayton on the left side. Not much there. Penetration by HLV stops Clayton short. And it'll be a Breddo Pizza timeout by HLV with 3:01 to go. Loss on the play back to the 10. So let's set the stage here. It'll be now fourth down for the Falcons, and they've got to get to about the 7. They're at the 10 now. Fourth and 3 with 3:01 to go. Wayne leading 38-34 over HLV here in Victor. Playoff game, round 2. Winner will move to the quarterfinals. That'll be held Friday night. And Lane in the gun will draw play. It's an option. Pitches it back to Clayton. Takes contact at the 10, and he looks to be around the 6-yard line. Option play. Dillon almost slipped and fell. They got the pitch back to Clayton. And they are going to measure for a first down. We have 2:54 to go in the game. Wayne leading 38-34. It's either going to be first and goal for the Falcons or it's going to be a turnover on downs, first down for HLV. But he appears to have gotten almost 4 yards, needed 3. And that's a Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons. And it's first and goal Lane at the 6-yard line, and give Clayton 4 on that one. And he's going to be getting close to 100 for the night. I'd like to see him get six more here with 2:48 to go in the game. Lane looking things over. Clayton behind him. Takes the pitch to the left. Trying to cut in. Hesitates. Now going outside and strung out by HLV. He'll run out of bounds. Needs to stay in bounds if he's going to be short of the goal line. And pushed out at the four. And it'll be second and goal for the Falcons. 2-yard pickup for Clayton. And there's 2:32 left on the game clock. With Wayne holding on to a 4-point lead and the ball. Now the Falcon line tight. Carson tied in on the right. Jameson on the left. And Clayton running it up the middle. He's going to push it into the house. Judd's Ranch House. Touchdown. 4 yards. Clayton Kiefer. That is a Falcon touchdown with 2:27 to go in the game. And your Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt is coming up, but right now the Falcons up 10. This would, that's two scores, and with 2:27 to go, they need just to keep things in front of them and play tough, not give up big plays. Trent and Clayton come to the right. Dylan alone in the backfield, from the gun, bad snap, on the ground, picks it up, trying to make something of it, running to the left side. Jersey will not bring him down. Dylan Lane, no signal, PAT is good. Broken play, Dylan Lane. That makes it 46-34 Falcons. Dylan Lane would not be denied, and that's why he is a nominee for the Safeway Student Athlete Player of the Week. He does not ever yield or back down. Falcons will kick off with 2:27 to go, leading 46-34. Your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces to provide you with the best-in-class sales and service in Warren County. They have over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealerships. Their sales and service staff are there to serve you in a small-town friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs. Noble, Southtown, and Waters. Chambers and Ruff Law Firm kickoff coming up. 2:27 to go in the game. Lane leads 46-34. This is an HLV team that, according to B.C. Moore statistical rankings, is number 11 in the state, Wayne 26. But Wayne's the one up 12 right now. Fielded at the 8, heading it up the middle of the field and tackled across the 30 is Parker Cataldo. Out to the 33, a 25-yard kick return. 2:23 to go in the game. He ran 25 yards in 4 seconds. Spread out offense again for HLV. Kriegel in the gun. Clean snap. Not much pressure from the Falcons. Throws it to the near sideline. It's ruled a catch across midfield. To the Falcon 39, 8-yard pickup. .218 to go. HLV, you can tell, practices clock conservation. Kriegel, under pressure, throws it over the middle. It's caught, and the flag goes down immediately. 2:14 on the game clock. Ineligible receiver will be a loss of down against HLV. That goes back to the 35, and the clock starts. Back to their own 35, excuse me. Second and long, HLV under two now to go. Wayne with a 12-point lead. HLV with the ball at their own 35. Regal, quarterback draw at the middle. Now bouncing to the left side, and he's got free space. In pursuit is Horton. No catch him. And the signal is touchdown. And now Kriegel, having already a few games ago feigned a leg injury to slow the game down, has done so once again, giving HLV opportunity to now end the game at Glidden-Ralston. He did this and popped right up and took off running to the sideline. But that is a 45-yard touchdown run for quarterback Kriegel with 1:46 to go in the game. Kriegel laying down just outside the end zone, holding a leg. 1:46 to go. The touchdown has brought HLV up to 40, and the Randall Funeral Home PAT attempt pending. Hot, fresh food in a country atmosphere. Plenty of room for everyone. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd has a menu to please everyone. Everyone is headed to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday. Stay ahead of the changing weather in Iowa and keep more money in your pocket by renting the equipment you need at Mac Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Mac Hardware rents chainsaws, log splitters, pull saws, and more. Call 774-0410 for more information. Mac Hardware in Sheraton. PAT attempt now. Stokes in at quarterback. Spreading it out again and running it up the middle, and he is stopped short. No good. And your score is Wayne 46, HLV 40, with the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff of the game coming up. If Wayne gets it, they just need a couple of first downs and run out a minute 46 on the clock. Bingham Construction reminds you, trust your next building project to a winning team, Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham, 641-203-0578, to get your job done. Danco Sporting Goods in Centerville offers the best selection of sporting goods in the area. Danco, family-owned since 1979, offering you the selection of quality sporting goods so you can play proud. Okay, and the teams are coming out for the Chambers of Ralph Law Firm kickoff. This is the kick return of the season for the Falcons. Falcons with just one player deep and everybody up near midfield, five players. And Stokes with it teed up. Everybody in the stadium expecting the onside kick. Moving to the, he was offsides and they had no call. And fielded by, I think, Jameson. Carpenter, excuse me, inside the 30. Trent, since we fielded it, even if he was offside, there was no flag, but you'd have to decline that. Falcon ball at the 28. Their own 28. Minute 44 to go in the game. This is the for the Marbles here. In the eye, behind Dillon. Hand off to Clayton. He's free! That's a miss! 30, 20, 15, 10, 5 to the house. Great keeper. Touchdown, Falcons. 52-yard touchdown run by Clayton Kiefer puts the Falcons ahead 52-40. 1:36 on the game clock. A 10-second run by Clayton Kiefer. And now Wayne lines up for the PAT, Lane alone in the backfield. Kiefer and Kiefer and Carpenter to the right, but the play ended up being just a broken play from the beginning, and the Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt fails for the Falcons. But they once again lead by 12, 52-40, with a minute 36 to go in this wild fourth quarter. And we're going to take a peek here at the Thunderbolt app if we can, which will tell us that in the last report, third quarter score, Adair Casey 53, Twin Cedars 24. So either way, it'll be a revenge game for the Falcons, the third in a row, all on the road. But it looks to be revenge for last year's playoff loss to Adair Casey. And that'll be Friday night. We'll bring it all to you live. KIICradio.com, live stream 4, if the Falcons can hold on to a 12-point lead with 1:36 to go in the game. Lane tees it up for the Chambers of Ralph Law Firm kickoff. Boots it on the ground, and it's fielded, and they're going to call Wayne offside. Yeah, man. After the kickoff we just saw the other direction, that's an interesting call. But back Dylan up to the 25. And a harder boot right up the gut to inside the 20 to the 16. And Horton brings him down at the 27. Ethan Horton with the tackle on number 20, Rhett Nowotny. Tackled at the 27. So from their own 27, HLV will have it. 1:30 shows on the game clock. There's a flag in the center of the field. Haven't heard what this one is yet. And it'll be marched off against the Falcons. I missed the call of what the penalty was, but it appears to be a big penalty against the Falcons. It's marched off 15 yards into Falcon territory, and they will start from Wayne's 38 instead of their own 27. And Stoltz throwing to the near sideline. It's complete to Lewis Kriegel. And it'll be to the Falcon 29. One 26 to go. And here's the snap. And a slow start to the clock, and flags are flying all over the field. But they, in the last several minutes, have only gone against one team. So this is a hold against HLV. 1:22 now. And the ball is at the Falcon 35. So a loss of 6 yards on the play. wind the clock. We're at 120 and counting. Lane with a 12-point lead. HLV needing two scores and throws to the sideline, and it's complete, and he stays in bounds. And short of the first down, so the Falcons get a break there. Right, they're stopping the clock at 110. Oh, it was a first down. At the 27. And Tate Van Dyne gets a hand into the quarterback, and the pass was toward Jameson, but he couldn't catch it. It's incomplete. 104 to go in the game. Second down, HLV, 104. Wayne leads 52-40. Spread out offense again. Clean snap. And looking to throw long, the lefty starts wobbly, high pass. Intercepted by Carpenter. Picked off inside the 10. Heading up the far sideline. And goes down in front of the Falcon bench. Sliding in front of his teammates. Trent Carpenter pretty much seals this one for the Falcons with an interception, returning it out to the, where are they going to spot this? Across the Falcon 30. Picked it off right around the 10. And so from the Falcon 30 with 53.9 seconds, everybody's in close. Looks like a victory formation. Lane takes a knee. And the game or the play clock is wound, and Lane will need to snap it one more time, it looks like. It's 30 seconds and counting. This snap will come under 25, so this is, that'll do it. 21 and counting, 20. Your final score is going to be the victorious Wayne Falcons, 52. HLV Victor, 40. The revenge tour across Southern Iowa continues one more night at least. 3-2-1. It's final. Wayne 52, HLV 40. And there's one more payback on this Falcon schedule, and that is Friday night. And it appears as though that will be Adair Casey. They were putting a thumping on Twin Cedars earlier, 53-24. That's a third quarter score at last report. And, Gail, if you can get an update on that, I would sure appreciate it. I haven't heard anything from my source at the game in since halftime. But this one, the game is complete, and the final score, Wayne 52, HLV Victor 40. Wayne moves on to the state quarterfinals and will play Friday night. They will not play at home, regardless who wins that other game. It appears to be Adair Casey, but in any event, Wayne will once again be wearing their white jerseys for the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th time this season. Wayne will be on the road, and they're kind of used to these white jerseys. They don't mind them one bit. So we'll have a word here from our sponsors and be right back with our IV post-game report and our Shivers Manufacturing Player of the Game in just a little bit. You're listening to Falcon Football on KIICRadio.com.
Wayne Falcon Football is being brought to you by Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer Medical help you or your loved ones with your home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. The Indianola Auto Group. Your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces to provide you with the best-in-class sales and service in Warren County. They have over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealerships. Their sales and service staff are there to serve you in a small-town friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs, Noble, Southtown, and Waters. Judd's Ranch House, hot, fresh food, country atmosphere, and plenty of room for everyone. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's has a menu to please everyone. Everyone is headed to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday. Mac Hardware. Stay ahead of the changing weather in Iowa and keep more money in your pocket by renting the equipment you need at Mac Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Mac Hardware rents chainsaws, log splitters, pole saws, and more. Call 641-774-0410 for more information. That's Mac Hardware in Sheraton. Smith Auto Body. When you have an accident, whether it's an animal or a tree that's messed up your vehicle, you can count on Smith Auto Body in Sheraton to get your vehicle back to the way it was, all shiny and new. Call Smith Auto Body at 641-774-5008 for all your auto body work. Great Western Bank of Corydon. Great Western Bank in Corydon. A home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping make life great. Red Haw Realty. List your real estate with Red Haw Realty. Red Haw is your real estate A-team, and they have an A-list of buyers to get your property sold. List it. Sell it. Call Red Haw Realty in Sheraton at 641-774-4242. Corydon Hy-Vee.